This is Decoded Datebook for February 18th. In the early 1900s, Mark Klaw and Abraham Lincoln Erlinger were among the biggest names in entertainment. Based in New York City, they produced Broadway shows and owned a chain of theaters. They also took shows on the road to major cities across the country. Ben-Hur was the pinnacle of their work. It was called the greatest spectacle of the 20th century. The production almost didn't happen. Author Lew Wallace doubted it would translate well to the stage. He couldn't imagine how the pageant of the chariot race could possibly be portrayed in the confines of a stage. He also worried that audiences would not like Jesus being portrayed by an actor. But Klaw and Erlinger convinced Wallace they could do it. They said Jesus would be represented by a beam of light, and they had a plan for pulling off the chariot race. After Wallace watched the premiere, the author asked in amazement, "My God, did I set all this in motion?" The staging of Ben-Hur was a massive undertaking. It required a cast of hundreds and elaborate sets. Camels and horses were trained to run on treadmills as a cyclorama rotated the scenery in the background. The show opened on Broadway in 1899 and went on to run in various locations for 21 years. It's estimated that over 20 million people saw the show. North Dakotans were thrilled to learn that the extravaganza was coming to Fargo, the biggest show there ever. It was originally scheduled for 3 days, but there was great interest in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, creating an extraordinary demand for tickets, far more than could be accommodated in just 3 shows. The managers of the Fargo Opera House pleaded with Klaw and Erlinger to add more shows. On this date in 1909, the producers announced that Ben-Hur would be extended to cover the entire week, 7 evening shows and 2 matinees. The shows were completely sold out. 1 ticket request came from Chicago. After only 1 performance, the Fargo Forum and Daily Republican pronounced the show the greatest scene on modern stage. It was a rare treat for people on the Great Plains to enjoy the same spectacle seen by audiences in New York City and San Francisco. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.